I was told earlier today about a joint operation conducted by the Health Professions Council of South Africa, Crime Intelligence and the Flying Squad, at the end of which a man who presented a fake sick note to his employer was put behind bars. And I did sort of scratch my head and say, look, I can understand that if there is a syndicate of genuinely qualified or fake qualified medical doctors who are making money out of issuing false sick notes, well, then that is a crime. But an individual who presents one, is that a crime? Apparently it is. Priscilla Sekwanyana joins us now, the communications manager for the HPCSA. Priscilla, good afternoon. Have I got things wrong? Am I misunderstanding something?
Good afternoon, John, and good afternoon to the listeners. No, you have not misunderstood anything. It is correct. There is a suspect who was arrested for producing a fraudulent medical certificate.
And that is a crime because he is alleged to have known that it was fraudulent?
Yes, especially because he had indicated while he was being investigated that he will direct or show the HPCSA and the HPCSA and the SATS who this person who is the person that provided the medical certificate. But when he was supposed to do that, he didn't.
I know that people have their favorite categories of crime, as it were, not favorite in the sense they really like them, but they want them. These are the crimes that they want the police to crack down on, and I suspect you're going to get a lot of, well, potentially you're going to get people saying, come on, is this the right use of the time of and the resources of crime intelligence and SAPS? Why aren't crime intelligence looking into the Zama Zamas rather than to something which is as perhaps as not terribly serious as a fake sick note?
Those are two different things, but this is just as important as well. Because it is a criminal offense to actually, if knowingly, you must, because what we've noticed is that there are a lot of employers who have actually requested HPCSA to say, are these fraudulent medicals, are these medical certificates that we are receiving, are they fraudulent or are they legitimate? And most of the time we found that the medical certificate are fraudulent. And this is wrong because nobody can actually impersonate a professional, a medical professional.
Where does the weight of this offence lie with genuinely qualified doctors, people who have MBCHB or a similar acceptable qualification, who for a cash consideration write a false sick note? Or is it people who are not doctors who've maybe, I don't know, managed to steal a whole lot of sick note pads out of a doctor's surgery? Or, you know, where is the biggest problem in this arena?
I would say it's twofold. You would find that you, like in this instance, the medical practitioner does not exist. This person is not in the register of the HPCSA. They said doctor that is on the medical note. So this person does not exist at all. So there are those instances where there is no practitioner, and then there are those where the medical certificates have been stolen. And now they are impersonating a medical practitioner. So it's in twofold.
And what's the sort of sense of the scale of the problem?
We are actually getting a lot of fraudulent medical certificates, and it is worrying because it does have an impact on our economy. It does have an impact on the organizations themselves in terms of their performances, and it's actually an offense to also if a practitioner is being impersonated, it is an offense. So it is a serious one.
And how genuine do these, the ones that are not stolen, but the ones that are created, I don't know, on some whatever program they would use? Because I know exactly what a sick note looks like. My doctor's given me a couple over the years, and I mean, do they look genuine?
They look genuine.
Yeah.
They look very genuine. For us, then, it's just actually going into our system and going further deeper to actually see if that practitioner is registered on the HPCSA register. And like in this instance, the practitioner is not there. That person doesn't exist at all. Is not registered with the HPCSA.
So a company approaches the HPCSA and says, we're noticing a significant number of sick notes issued by a Dr. I.J. Johnson. Yes. Will you please check that Dr. I.J. Johnson is a genuine medical practitioner, and then you look at it?
Yes. Okay. Absolutely correct.
And what sort of sanction is available for the person who presents a sick note knowing that that sick note was fraudulently obtained?
Okay, that is now, in terms of the sentences, that is outside the jurisdiction of the HPCSA.
I understand that, but I'm sure you've tracked some of the cases that you've been involved in.
It differs from case to case, so I really can't actually pinpoint exactly what the sentence is.
Okay. I mean, here's an example, Priscilla, of a listener WhatsApping me to say, fraudulent medical certificates and a doctor who would take a little gift in exchange for a certificate nearly closed our small business. Not only did we have to pay for temporary staff, but we also had to pay sick leave, and there was nothing we could do about it. So there's somebody who's saying, John, you're taking this a little bit too lightly. You need to be a bit more serious about it.
Sorry, John, can you just repeat that again?
I'm just saying that WhatsApp sort of agreeing with you that it's a more it's a more serious issue than maybe I started out by treating it as.
Yes, it is. Especially because now we are using. I'm just going to make an example to say that if the practitioner was for real, you are using another person's name to commit fraud. So it is very serious.
Priscilla, thank you very, very much for talking to us. Appreciate it. Priscilla Sekwanyana is the Communications Manager with the Health Professions Council of South Africa.